All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk. Your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
Some of the greatest rivalries in the sport. Oilers, Flames, Leafs, Habs. Liam versus coffee, Tyler versus pizza cutters. Let's get into it with the lead. I didn't tell you what that one was. I really hit you.
That was good. I have been fighting my addiction against coffee recently.
Okay, let's get into it. It's the lead live from the Sports Closet studio. Check them out online, sportscloset.ca. We're going to do like a mini Sherwood Ford Giant game day edition of the show today. Jay still isn't back in Canada, or is he? I don't know. International man of mystery. But we're going to do a game preview because it's a big one tomorrow. We're going to talk about a bunch of different things from around the NHL. Liam's going to finish up his breakfast. What is that?
A little shamrock cookie.
From the bakery downstairs.
Come on by.
Yeah, come on. Bread and butter. It's fantastic down in the Riverdale area. And of course, literally right below us.
Literally.
Yeah.
So close that sometimes when you go downstairs, you can hear conversations through the walls.
When Liam goes down to order, we hear him ordering through the vents, which is spooky because that means they hear our show.
I can hear like every word when there's someone ordering because it's directly below me.
All right, let's get into what's going on in the YouTube chat. I hope Tyler remembered his power tools today and Liam buys an extra pillow. I did forget my power tools again. Actually, you know what? I'll be honest. I was walking out my front door and I was like, I already locked it. And I was like, I could get the power tools and take down the clock today. And I was like, I'm already out the door.
I kind of like the clock. It's growing on me.
We had a good idea actually for pre-gaming with Boardsy is we could start the clock as a 1 hour countdown of the show and it could run. That's not a terrible idea.
Guys, we don't have the remote.
Yeah, we lost the remote. So
I'll bring it home with me.
Yeah. it's meaningless without the remote. If we don't have the remote,
it's tough.
It is tough. Let's keep going through. Our Sherwood Ford Giant question. I saw Christopher Palmer put in his take on it. We're going to need your help picking our playoff slogan for next year or for this upcoming playoff run. So we'll do that in a little bit for our friends at Sherwood Ford, the Giant. But first let's talk about the lead. Liam versus coffee. Take us through this.
Okay. So I'm having a bit of a battle recently. I love coffee. I usually have about 3 or 4 a day. But I'm finding that when I get off my coffee high towards the end of the day, my caffeine high, I guess one might call it, my big mood swings. Generally, who is calling me?
Start of every show, someone's calling me. Block that number.
Unbelievable. So I decided to cut it off, but I ran into a bit of an obstacle where I went from four coffees just immediately to zero.
Yeah.
So my energy levels have just been off the rocker. So I dove into one today to just get one done. So I'm just going to, I got to ease myself off it.
So I think part of the reason you might be grumpy at the end of the day, because you've been a coffee drinker, what, your whole adult life?
Since I was 10.
No.
Only like 4 years.
Okay, so not since you were like 18.
Not like a long time.
I think part of your mood is because of the job as of late and has nothing to do with coffee.
I think it could be both. I think it could be both. The job has been exhausting recently. So that moment.
So you tried to quit coffee and you're realizing you can't.
No, I'm realizing I'm quitting too drastically.
So you're going to try to cut it down to just like one a day?
One a day. And I think I might always be on this show.
I have two a day. Two a day, like two mugs in the morning when I'm doing DFO Live. And then once when I'm getting set for DFO Live. And I will only ever have like an afternoon coffee if I actually have something to do in the evening.
I will not drink caffeine after 2 o'clock.
Oh, see, like if it's an Oilers game day, like tomorrow against Colorado, I'll have a coffee at 4 o'clock.
Makes sense.
But like when I get home or like when the Oilers played the Caps, I got home at 4 o'clock and I was like, okay, it's a late night. Our feet almost touch, but we avoided it right at the last second. Whoop, careful. I'll go home if the Oilers play or if I have a beer league game at like 10, I'll go home at 4 o'clock and be like, sense. Coffee.
But I like to go to bed at like 11.
Yeah. So like if I'm not working or if I have nothing to do, I won't because I'm in bed at 9:30 on the nights. I got nothing going on.
But if I have anything, I swear to God, if I have any kind of caffeine after 2, I'm up all night.
Yeah, I'm not like crazy. That.
Like a child.
I could have my coffee at noon. I could get home from work at 4 and be like, oh, time for a nap. Or I can just have another cup of coffee, power through. But all right, let's get into, we got some takes here on the Charm Diamond YouTube chat.
My coffee addiction?
Well, people
don't seem to... Not to believe me.
Tyler Mulock says, countdown clock must stay up until the Oilers win the cup or get eliminated.
No.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm torn on that. Off-season content has begun in season. Well, they played once this week, so there's that.
Yeah.
Dave, just curious, are you guys wearing shoes? Yes, we all wear shoes in the office.
Nike squad.
Are you Nike, Aaron?
Yep.
Oh,
Air Force Ones.
No, I'm Under Armour.
Oh, son of a gun.
I'm Under Armour today. Mulock. Yep. Liam, you should try. I don't know what that is. So I'm just not going to read it.
Vietnamese style coffee. I've heard about this.
Oh, really?
I have. I think I'm going to start drinking tea. I think the routine is get up in the morning, make a hot drink.
I think that could have an interesting kind of like placebo effect on you too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
Just a hot drink perk. Yeah, back to your roots too. Back to your culture with the tea. That's not terrible either.
I would not believe. Like people talk about, oh, English people only drink tea. That is the most accurate stereotype in the world. It is unbelievable. My granddad, when we went there, every single drink he has is a cup of tea. Whenever you go to someone's house, oh, you want a cup of tea? It's amazing. It's truly incredible stuff going
tea
on.
Tea and crumpets?
No crumpets. No crumpets. Mm. Not that crazy.
Oilers Nation versus 8 grands. Did anyone get their money? I've been checking my bank account all day. Dave just had pizza cutter ? And Sergeant Battle said, Tyler cuts pizza like a totally sane, non-psychotic human. Okay, so here's the backstory. If you don't follow me on Instagram, you should, at Ty89Yard. You can also just search my name. I'm sure it'll come up. But last night, my girlfriend and I, we were lazy, didn't want to actually cook dinner, and we had a frozen pizza in the freezer. So I was like, yeah, let's just throw the frozen pizza and we'll eat a cheese pizza and we'll be good. And I was cutting it and I kind of messed up one of the cuts. And she was like, you're an idiot. And I was like, oh, sweetie, you think I'm an idiot. Watch this. And then I just intentionally started cutting it like a moron would.
And you accomplished exactly what you wanted.
Accomplished exactly what I wanted to. So this was the result of it. Jeez. And Amber was incredibly pissed off with me. But I was like, you know what? This would be hilarious because it's so obviously a frozen pizza and so obviously cut terribly, like even the first cut through the middle was so off-centered that I just decided I'm going to put this up on Instagram with the caption pizza night and just get the people riled up.
Do you know the second worst part about this, which is getting overshadowed? There's only 7 slices. It's not even
1, 2, 3, 4, 6. No, there's 8.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Oh, sorry. Yeah, the last two kind of mirror them. Sorry, I thought that was one big one at the top.
That actually, I like that idea now too. Yeah, there's seven. That's a big one at the top. Wow. But the two squared ones, like, again, it's hilarious. It actually, in a way, kind of worked out because my girlfriend loves the crust. I'm not a crust guy.
You'll never get hairs on your chest if you don't eat your crust.
I'm okay
with
that.
Another least surprising thing I've ever heard.
I just honestly, when we eat pizza, I just give them to Amber and she eats them like a pelican. Knock them down. Anyway, some of the responses were great. This is probably the worst slice job I've ever seen. Cam in a pizzeria, our boy who comes on the Nation Vacations, and he runs a pizza shop out in Leduc. He was the one who chimed in and said, this is giving me severe anxiety. Tyler Mulick DM'd me and said, WTF are the cuts in that pizza? Never put some shit like that on my feed ever again. My pal Evan said, perfectly cut pizza and beautiful toes. Thank you, Aaron, for trimming out my toes.
Right there. Damn it. I brought a second.
He asked me if I'm looking for a partner. But my favorite was, as the night went on, people who were responding to the first one before getting to the point where I said like it was just a troll job. So they'd message me once and be like, you're an idiot. Why did you cut your pizza like that? And then like 3 seconds later, I'd get another DM being like, ah, shit, you got me. So it was great. Tyler Mulick doesn't even like it on the screen. This is a bit going forward. I'm going to just, the presentation of my food will make no sense on Insta.
So I saw what you did.
Yeah.
I saw the story and I was so visibly upset of what I had just seen that I didn't click any further on the story. So it wasn't.
You just saw it and swiped away. You're like, that's enough.
Off. I was like, I'm good. Like, I do not need to see any more of this. So I swiped off. And then later on, I ended up seeing all the messages. And I thought that was very funny that you got so many responses. What a night.
It was a good night. Mulick said, just be better. Like, you're an adult. Exactly. I'm an adult. I buy my own pizza, cook them in my own oven with my own pizza cutter. Yeah. I can do whatever the hell I want. Next time I'm going to cut it in a spiral. And then you can just slurp it up like one long piece of spaghetti. Psycho. I will say one.
Ever invite me over for dinner.
Speaking of spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of spaghetti. So our pal David Quadrelli, diehard Italian person.
Diehard.
he's really into being Italian. He's
committed to the bit.
Yeah, he's committed to the bit of his heritage being Italian. And he gets really mad at some of my food takes and meetings that we have.
Rightfully so. So horrible.
He DM'd me with the picture of the pizza and was like, you mama'd your last Mia, pal. And then with the little gun emoji. And I sent him what Johnny Lazarus, who has been on this show before, I sent him what Johnny Lazarus posted on Twitter the other day. And this is a million times more criminal than any type of cut I could put on a pizza. Johnny Lazarus, spaghetti with butter and ketchup. Absolutely terrible. But then you kind of look closer and I don't know if that's butter or if that's feta cheese or if it's cottage cheese or if he just didn't melt the butter and just threw clumps of butter on it. Now I'm getting too distracted by the butter. Pasta with ketchup is a criminal thing to do. And I understand people will be like, it's just kind of like a sweet tomato sauce. No, it's not like a sweet tomato sauce. It's what you'd eat if there was some sort of
an apocalypse
and you were like the only person in Edmonton and you're on month 19. Like anything before month 19, this is still unacceptable, but it's at the point where like you're just gutting through some probably expired ketchup and you keep finding dry pasta in grocery stores. So you're cooking that. That's the only excuse for this.
I like what James Shaw said. This is something you eat in prison.
Yeah. Evan, kindergartner food. Yeah. You know what? Another layer. It's month 19 of the apocalypse and you're seven. Like that's the only way that makes any sense. And this is from a guy. I will have tomato soup and put pasta in it.
Which I don't think is as weird as people give you shit for.
No, not at all.
That's fine.
It's a regular soup to have. But yeah, this is quite frankly disgusting.
This is asylum. The fact that that is, if he put that it's butter, those are cold chunks of butter mixed with ketchup.
Okay. How about this? Reagan, and I guess Mulick put it in first. Mac and cheese. So like
agreed.
Kraft dinner agreed. With your ketchup. Totally different totally ball game. Totally
different because it's a child's dish.
Yeah. You're playing into the bit a little. I don't hate that. But also, that is the ketchup is the complementary piece there, right? The mac and cheese is still the dominating flavor. This is just plain noodle with ketchup.
See, I'm no chef by any means. Quite frankly, I'm a terrible cook.
Me too. I'm never pretending to be a good cook.
But you know one thing I can do? Put pasta sauce on a pasta dish.
It's just literally so just easy.
Get tomato sauce and put it on.
When you go to the grocery store, there's the ketchup, and then like one aisle over or a couple shelves over, you can just every time you go to the or every three times you go to the grocery store,
pick up a few.
Take advantage. It doesn't really go bad.
Unless you open it.
It can stay in the cupboard. It's vacuum sealed. Unless you
open it, put it in your fridge.
This is just an insane thing to do.
It is. Okay, I want to talk about Dune, but we've spoke about nothing for 15 minutes. So let's talk about the Oilers. And at the end, I want to talk about my experience at the IMAX theater last night.
Englishman admits he's not a good cook. More than 11. Comment of the day.
Yeah. I made a great salad yesterday.
Tell me more.
So I like not a good cook, like I said. So I got a bag salad, buffalo ranch salad is what.
That's a good salad.
Really good. So
what grocery store are we at? Save-On?
Safeway.
Okay.
So being the big brain thinker I am, I go over to the pre-cooked chicken aisle.
Oh, let's go. I like where this is going.
Grab me some pre-cooked chicken with my buffalo ranch salad. Go home. All of a sudden, I got a buffalo chicken ranch salad.
All of a sudden, you get yourself a stew going.
We were cooking up last night.
That's a good call.
It was good. I brought
adding chicken to a salad takes it from like a light lunch to like it can be a hearty meal.
Yeah.
Maybe some garlic bread on the side. That's always a good call.
That's not good.
That line went so under the radar. That was fantastic.
I got yourself a stew going. I made something. I bought bag salad and pre-made chicken. Oh, good Lord, Mulek. Like you're goddamn Chef Ramsay.
Unbelievable.
Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in today.
That was it.
That's it. That's the show.
Tyler looked at me before the show. He's like, I think we'll just do 45 minutes today. And I said, good one. I was like, we're going to talk about nothing for the first 20 minutes, which we just did. So hour long show coming up.
Do we recap at the end?
A recap of the show?
Of June?
I'll do it. I don't want to waste anyone else's time.
Tyler Mulek, I cook hella good because I'm an adult. No. Like, what are we even talking about here? What Liam did is a good, that's an adult move. Adults do stuff like that, Mulek. Not all of us have 4 hours to cook dinner from scratch. Get real.
I like what Naeem said.
What did he say?
This is why I always make excuses not to eat dinner at my Canadian friend's house growing up. Well, I'm English, so...
I am about as Canadian as it gets when it comes to what I ate growing up. My favorite dish that my mom made, you ready for this? Just
pasta and ketchup.
No, just the pasta sauce was just melted cheese whiz. That's what I remember growing up.
Golly Wally.
I mean, that's kind of what Katie is.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I don't know. That's whenever I go over for Sunday dinner, I was like, what do you want? I'm like, can you make pasta and cheese whiz? I don't want. I'm kind of craving it. It's a weird part of my childhood that I hold near and dear. Anyways, Chef Tyler Mulek. Can we get Mulek? Can you change your profile picture? Give a chef hat on? That'd be good.
He said chicken and salad takes 25 minutes to make. I'll give you a clue. It takes about 30 seconds to make because you basically go bloop into a bowl. And then all of a sudden, I'm eating whilst you're cooking. Now I'm off with my day. I don't have time to cook. All right, what I forgot.
Okay, yeah. First off, you guys are all doing great in the Charm Diamond Centers YouTube chat. Shout out to our friends at Charm Diamond Centers, proudly Canadian owned and operated. Check out their large selection of Canadian lab grown diamonds, mine diamonds, and don't pay until 2025 with their instant in-store financing. OAC, it's home of the Propose. Find out more by going to charmdiamondcenters.com. Liam, we're 17 minutes in. Braden, I'm a chef. This has been painful to listen to instead of Oilers talk.
Fair enough.
Yeah, for you specifically, this would really suck.
Non-chefs have probably thought the same.
Yeah.
All right. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start with...
You want to do lineup report? Yeah, let's do a lineup report. It's brought to you by Service Credit Union and the Service Big Share Contest. It's back for a sixth year, and it's your shot at winning $1 million. And you're going, Tyler, how? How can I win $1 million? You can do it just by saving with Service. There are a bunch of different ways to get in, like saving in a daily bank account, saving in a TFSA or an RRSP. I'm a big RRSP guy, Liam. You already know that. Invest in a GIC. Help with your short and long-term goals and have a crack at $1 million. That's what you get with the Service Big Share Contest. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required for rules. Visit service.ca/ win. Christopher Palmer, you can get $8,000. I know a guy. Hey, think about how many entries if you get that $8,000 and then save it with service. Lineup report. Tony Brar had the lines over on Twitter. Shout out to Tony. McDavid, Nuge, Hyman stays the same. McLeod, Drysdale, Fogel stays the same. Henrique, Kane, Brown, hottest line in hockey, stays the same. Carrick, Janmark, Perry stays the same. Right or wrong call going with the same forward line against the Avs?
Yeah. I mean, right call. You got to start gaining some chemistry here with everyone. I think mostly the third line is the one that has to kind of get a little bit of flow in their game. I would keep the lines the same pretty much the rest of the way unless something goes wrong. To be honest, just rotate your fourth line.
Yeah, I think every time you lose, a different fourth liner gets swapped out. That's the way I go for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
if it's broke, don't fix it. I mean, maybe if you win like six in a row, then it's like, oh shit, we got to get Derek Ryan in the lineup.
But like, I don't think they would do that. Remember like Adam Ernie when he was up here and they were winning, he just sat on the sidelines for 3 weeks.
But I think Derek Ryan's maybe a little bit different because you could see a world where he plays playoff games and you want to keep him.
He's more valuable.
Yeah. So like, I honestly like every game you lose, like if they lose against Colorado on Saturday, knock on wood, then next week when you play Montreal, Janmark, you're done. And then the next game you lose, boom, Carrick, you're gone. And you just keep going. Keep rotating.
So I did I have an article. It might be out right now on Oilers Nation called The Tape. And I went through and watched Connor Brown's shifts from the Washington game.
Oh, I like that.
That line needs to generate better chances for themselves. They're good at like, they don't really do a lot. It's very low event hockey, which is very good. And I think they're able to create more chances than what the old third line used to be of like Fogel, McLeod, and Holloway.
Yeah.
Ironically, two of those guys are now two of the best top six players for the Oilers. They just need to get things going. And Connor Brown's not as good of a skater as I thought he was. He brings a lot of energy. But I think him and Evander Kane are probably just as good as skaters as each other. Like, if you really watch...
When Kane wants to dial it up, he can dial it up. And I think Brown's almost in the same boat, but he doesn't have the same ceiling.
Like, Brown can't skate with the puck.
Interesting.
Like, if you watch, he doesn't skate very well with the puck. It's quite interesting.
I think he's a little more erratic.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But Evander Kane, I think the last couple of games I've noticed this. When he gets moving, he's very good at getting around the defenseman and kind of getting the puck across to create chances. So I think the way this line's going to have some success is just by doing that. Use Evander Kane as your driver. And then if you're Henrique or Brown, just go to the net, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the recipe for success for this team on that third line specifically. Sorry. Just go to the net. Let Evander Kane be the guy on that line. And the other two are very good at making defensive plays and getting the puck then to Kane. Brown made a great one as well when Kane kind of came down in the third period and he just hit, I think he skimmed the crossbar, just went over or something like that. So you can kind of create stuff like that, then I think that line's going to be good, but there are not going to be any kind of skill.
Mulek says, would love to have our trade deadline players make more of an impact. I think, I mean, what that comment is to me, like Sam Carrick has been as advertised.
Got in a fight in his first game.
Fourth line player, not going to do a whole heck of a lot. Sure. Troy Stetcher had a bad first game, but it's his first game. I'm willing to cut him some slack. Henrique is a guy. I think it's fair to say you'd like to see a bit more from a guy you give up a first round pick for, but I'm not sounding alarm bells. I'm not sitting here being like, oh, the bad trade. Ah, I'm not sitting here saying he's never going to be a good Oiler. I just, again, like the Oilers gave up, and I know they gave up more to get Matthias Ekholm in the mix, but I remember that first game of Ekholm's. Where it was like, holy shit, this guy is good. And I haven't quite seen that with Henrique. And I think with other potential deadline ads, maybe they would have been a bit flashier. And maybe that's just part of Henrique's game is he's not going out there toe dragging anyone. He's not zinging a shot off the crossbar from the top of the circle. He's not making a great cross ice pass. He's here to give the Oilers a solid top nine player. And to an extent, he's done that. He's been good defensively. He's been on the ice for a handful of goals for now. Like all of that's good. But again, you did give up a first round pick to get him. So I'd like to see a couple more like, hey, he really pushed things in the right direction on that shift. He really made some impactful plays.
You know, that line had the most time on ice on 5-on-5 against Washington.
Really?
Henrique, Kane, and Brown, and they were outshot 5-1.
Well, that's not great.
And people say they want to see Sam Carrick having him outshot 5-1. The one shot they had went in.
Yeah, it was a
goal. Kane.
Stick shot.
Connor Brown. Sam Carrick's line with Corey Perry and Matthias Janmark, played just shy of 7 minutes, 6:58, outshot their opponents 7-1.
Yeah. That's good. And that, let me just also chime in here.
One goal against, so unfortunately.
Weren't exact, like, Henrik in that line got dominated at 5-on-5 on natural stat trick. You know who Adam Henrik's least common opponent was?
Least common?
Least common opponent. Or the opponent he spent the least amount of time on the ice with? Ovi. At 5-on-5.
So he played against Ovi the most?
For only a minute and a half. No, the least on of any player on the Caps. I worded that very poorly. My bad.
Yeah, I was very confused. Who was the most then?
It was the Milano-Lapierre-Marashnichenko line. That's the line that did probably the damage against him. Yeah, that goal didn't come when Henrik was on the ice, though, to be fair. So, yeah, I think it's fair to want more from Henrik in that third line, even though they scored. That's, yeah.
I'm not concerned, no. At the end of the day, it's been 3 games, 4 games, whatever it's been. I think you just got to give him a bit of time here to settle in and get things flowing.
Yeah.
Like, how'd they do against what, Pittsburgh? They were shot 3-3.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Scotty 91 is in as we continue the lineup report. Would rather see Stetcher get some more looks. We know what CC is, and it's meh. Was Stetcher's first game in 2 weeks on a new team in the playoff spot. He was probably rusty and nervous as hell. I think when we get to the final 10 games of the year, if the Oilers are locked into second in the division, I'm open to doing that.
Yeah.
For this next little run here of, call it 8 games, until they have 18 games left. For the next 8, it's best lineup every single night. You still have a chance to catch the Canucks. Outside chance, not a guarantee to happen. Not saying it is, but you still have to operate with top spot in the division, top spot in the conference is attainable for us.
Well, the thing is too, like, they're not locked into second in the division.
LA is 6 points back, although you have a game in hand, but still a head-to-head game that'll allow that to squeeze close.
Yeah, so I don't want the Oilers to take their foot off the gas. You know, so
if you get to a point where there's 10 games left, you're 8 points up on the Kings and you're still 6 points back of Vancouver, then I'm all for being like, hey, in the last 10, Nurse is getting 2 days off. CeCe's getting 2 games off. Ekholm's going to get a game off. And like, everyone's going to rest a bit. And Troy Stetcher's playing the final 10.
Yeah.
I'm game for that. Or maybe like the final 6 of the final 10 and you have 4 games with your proper blue line. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how you exactly work it out, but just finding a way to rest some guys in the final 10. If you're locked in, I'm game. Right now, too early. You still have things to play for in terms of seeding.
Totally.
Stuart Skinner in the starters net at practice. I'll speak for both of us. Right call. You got to go with your guy in a big game against Colorado.
It's the only call.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Although
a Pickett revenge game might have been special.
Mm.
This is the first time they've played, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Colorado coming in on a 5-game winning streak. That is legit. And also, it's not like they're doing the Western road trip where they got a game tonight or whatever. Like, they played the other night against the Vancouver Canucks, and now they've had a couple of nights off. So Colorado will come in rested. They're going to come in on a 5-game heater. They were down 3-0 to the Canucks and absolutely turned on the Jets and stormed back to win that game in overtime. And of course, the biggest storyline is the Hart Trophy watch. 2 of probably the final 3 when it comes to the Hart Trophy race, Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon. I think Nathan MacKinnon probably deserves to be the front runner right now. I have a funny feeling it's too late in the year for McDavid to really start changing the minds of voters, but they are also in a race for the Art Ross Trophy in the scoring league. Connor McDavid is 9 points back of Nathan MacKinnon, but Edmonton has 18 games to go. Colorado only has 15. So McDavid's going to get to play 3 more games than Nate Dogg down the stretch. What percentage chance do you give McDavid of catching MacKinnon?
80.
Really? You're that high?
I mean, I just don't want to doubt him.
That's fair.
He's more than capable of just having like 2 games in a row where he has 10 points, you know? Like, yeah. Wouldn't he have 9 in 3 games or something like that at some point in the season? I'm sure he did, whenever that was. So, yeah, I wouldn't put anything past Mr. McDavid. What would you give
it? I think I'm maybe, like, again, not that I want to doubt McDavid. I'm not going to sit here and be like, 10%, but I'd say like 45%. I think it's more likely than not, because I know we're sitting here being like, you know, McDavid can just go rattle off 3 more 3-point games and he's right there with McKinnon.
And McKinnon can do the same.
McKinnon can do the same. And McKinnon's shown he can do the same. And I think he's a guy who's probably motivated to win the scoring race, considering he's never done it before. So, like, he'll be hungry. And not that McDavid won't be, but the idea that he's just going up against some Joe on a heater is not exactly true. He's doing it against a fellow top three player in the league.
Last 10 games, McKinnon has 9 goals and 14 assists.
That's really good.
The last time he didn't have 2 points in a game was the last time they lost, which was March 2nd. Before that, it was February 22nd.
You know what?
McDavid's very
Someone made a note about Skinner that I'll touch on in a second, but how about this? McDavid on home ice, 2.23 points per game. McDavid on the road this year actually sees his points per game drop all the way to 1.22. So we know the power play has been way better at home ice. That's a big part of it. Last change obviously has a major effect. And again, I'll just say McKinnon's the exact same. He's a 2.22 at home.
Yeah.
On the road, he's just a 1.26. So that's a matchup that, because this game's in Edmonton, really does favor the Edmonton Oilers. Mulek said the Oilers are good at home, and I think he was the one who dropped in the note about Stuart Skinner. Yeah, Stuart Skinner is much better on home ice than he is on the road. He's got a 9.10 save percentage at Rogers Place, and I know you're sitting there being like, oh, 9.10, that's like whatever. If you go from, I mean, let's pick December 1st onwards for our guy Stuart Skinner, that save percentage gets even more impressive. It's a 9.17 on home ice since December 1st. If you look at Stuart Skinner on the road in that stretch, I'm just pulling up the number right now. He's actually been very good on the road too. So he's just been good all around. But a 9.17 at home is solid.
That's all. Very good.
What does he have on the road?
9.17.
The Colorado Avalanche have a 16-14-5 record on the road this season.
What was that going
to be? 16-14-5 on the road for the Avalanche.
That's not a good road record.
Not that great. That's
under 500.
26-6-0 at home.
And the Oilers, for comparison,
21-8-2 at home, and then 19-13-1 on the road. So their road record isn't pretty good. Pretty respectable.
Yeah, when you compare it to the rest of the West, like, there are some teams that have. Colorado is the main example of a team that's just been unbelievable at home and a bit more average on the road. How about Nashville? 20-10-3 on the road. Holy.
Are you turned around on Nashville yet? Will you admit that Nashville are better than you expected? Anticipated.
I guess. Still look at that team on paper, and I think over the course of a 7-game series, who's scoring their goals?
I totally get that.
Colby and I did this on DFO Live earlier in the week. They have their third best goals for per game in franchise history right now.
Really?
It's still 14th in the NHL this year.
Third best in franchise history. When was the best? Do you know?
06-07.
Wow.
I did my research for this. But like, they still aren't scoring. And like, in a playoff series, yeah, maybe you don't have to score all that much. And what the take I gave with Colb the other day was, I've moved off of the take I had 5 weeks ago, where I was like, it's a waste of 8 days. Nashville's getting in to get swept.
Mm-hmm.
They can push a team. I'll say it's a better than 15% chance they beat a team, better than 20% chance they beat a team, but it's not a 40% chance that they beat some team.
Okay. So I'm going to float something your way. I don't know if I fully believe it.
Okay.
But Nashville have more goals than LA and Winnipeg this season in a playoff spot. But you believe in Winnipeg because they have Hellebuck.
Yep.
Hellebuck, obviously better than Soros, but does Soros not give you that belief as well that he can win a series for Nashville? Because you could ask the same question for them. They have 17 more goals. Granted, Winnipeg has two less games.
Added Monahan midway through the year. Added Toffoli at the deadline. They've been dealing with injuries as well. Shifley missed some time. Ehlers missed some time. I think the Jets, when healthy, have a way better offense. And I also think they have big game players. Like, I know Forsberg's good and O'Reilly's had some success in the playoffs, although last year with Toronto maybe wasn't his best showing. But I think Winnipeg has big game players. I don't see that in Nashville outside of Yossi Saros.
I think they'll make it.
You think they'll win a round?
I think they could. I don't know. I wouldn't. I'd go
playoff ended today. They're playing Colorado.
I think I would go with your 45% chance. Seattle beat Colorado last year.
They
didn't have the goaltending. It's interesting that it'd be flipped. I don't think I wouldn't put them in as a favorite by any means. I don't think it's out of the question.
Someone said, I really want Mini to pass Vegas. They're 4 points back.
Mini's winning.
Vegas has a game in hand, but they play each other twice.
Ooh.
Next Saturday and once in April.
That's why I'm intrigued by this Golden Knights run. Like, they still have to play, and I know Seattle and probably out of it. That game the other day really screwed him.
Oh, can you imagine if Seattle would have held on?
Oh, I know. It would have been huge. They play Seattle still, St. Louis, Nashville, Minnesota, and Minnesota twice. So they have five games against those teams below them still. It's not crazy. And then they also play Vancouver twice, Edmonton, Tampa Bay, Winnipeg. Like they have a Colorado. They have a very difficult way to end the season.
Okay. The OJ in the Charm Diamond Center's YouTube chat, Winnipeg going to score 17 goals in two games, Tyler. Okay. You're missing my point entirely. I don't give a shit if Nashville finishes the year with more goals than Winnipeg. If you give me the Winnipeg forward group, four lines, scores on every line, a good defensive third line center in Lowry that can eat tough minutes. Give me that forward group versus the one that features Jason Zucker in a top six role. I'm going with the other one. Nashville, you can't say, sure, they've had some big games this year and they've scored, but like, we're really pretending Nashville's going to be able to score at a level that Winnipeg would? No, come on. Come on.
Tommy Novak, third line center.
Oh, I love Novechkin. But like, second line right now?
Second line is Beauvillier, Colton Sissons, and Jason Zucker.
They are running a second line that is three cap dumps, more or less.
Three cap dumps. No, they're not. They're a good team. They're good.
They're not cap dumps.
It's a hell of a line. The hell Beauvillier of a line in 2020.
They're good players, man.
Beauvillier's been cap dumped twice this year.
That one I'll give you.
Jason Zucker's been cap dumped twice in the last 18 months.
They just couldn't trade him
because of his cap.
But now he's a second line player. I think you're not giving him enough credit. Anyway.
So you're taking that second line over Ehlers, Monahan, Toffoli?
No, I'm not saying that. You said they were cap dumps.
Yeah.
They were second line, second line players.
I hate the Preds. Preds getting swept.
I can't wait till they knock off Colorado and go to the Western Conference Finals for sure.
Oilers, Preds Conference Final. Sign me up.
Go Nashville.
Easiest four games the Oilers have ever won.
Oh my goodness. They really have lost to Nashville this season.
Ah, fraud. Hey, that game doesn't count.
They were bad.
They're sleepy. I heard a rumor.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Lance says I'm just making up percentages. I make up everything on the show, so... Yeah.
There you go.
There's our lineup report for Service Credit Union. God,
what that was?
gonna be a 45-minute show today, Liam. We've made it through... Block one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of our 8 blocks that we have to get through today on the show. And it's been 35 minutes, 36 minutes. We need to tell everybody about the Robin Brownlee auction up at nationgear.ca. Week number 3 is coming to a close. Here is what we got. It's the day out at Sports 1440. You're going to get to go to the studios, out at the mall, meet the crew, Gregor, Carius and company, the Duke.
Low tide.
The Duke. Connor Halley.
The
Duke of Delta.
And you're going to get 2 tickets to the game on March 21st. This one is at $400. Proceeds going to support the Robin Brownlee family. So it's going to a really good cause and one that's really important to us. So if you want to go to the 1440 studio, watch the show live, and then go to the game on March 21st as well. That's a fun little day, a fun little activity. Go bid now, nationgear.ca. Mm-hmm. Continuing along. Sherwood Ford giant question. Let's keep the Nation Gear theme going. Shout out to our friends at Sherwood Ford, the giant. We'll have some keys to victory in a little bit for Sherwood Power Sports and Marine as well. We need help deciding our playoff slogan here at Oilers Nation. We always have one. Last year it was Oil Up. We've done a bunch of different things. Keep in mind, copyright. So we can't be like, let's go Edmonton Oilers. That can't be the yeah, that
probably yeah, wouldn't fly.
No, we would get sued very quickly. But here are your three options that we, these are our three finalists and we want the people to decide. Option one, I think this was a BM idea. Eat, pray, playoffs. Kind of makes sense. The reason I like it is because it shows that during the playoffs, everything's about the playoffs. You just eat, pray for wins, watch the playoffs. That's all you do.
That's what I'm picking up from that one.
Yeah. The next one, live, laugh, La Bamba. You like this one. This was your favorite.
It's the pick of the, pick of the lot for me. Pick of the, what do you call it?
Litter.
Litter. Pick of the litter.
Finish the fight is number three.
Not for me.
Mortal Kombat themed. Our guy, Eric, on the graphic design side, he had some ideas for this one. So those are your three. Eat, pray, playoffs. Live, laugh, La Bamba. Finish the fight.
See, the reason I don't like finish the fight is because what does that have to do with the Edmonton Oilers? Like, if you take that shirt out of, it could be mean literally anything. Play, what was the second one?
Live, laugh, La Bamba.
Maybe it should be play, laugh, La Bamba.
But that wouldn't make...
But the, live, we're doing laugh, the, it's an alliteration.
Play, oh, is it?
Live, laugh, La Bamba.
It's our slogan.
Kind of
we
is.
We make it whatever we want.
I made a YouTube poll.
Okay.
Live, laugh, La Bamba's running.
I don't know.
Kyle, none of those. Well, Jesus Christ, man. Thanks for the input.
Yeah.
We're workshopping here. Give me an idea.
Yeah, we're just workshopping. If you have an idea, none are great. Okay.
Live, laugh, love. Is that what it is? Maybe it's different in England.
What is it in England?
I thought it was, I don't know. I clearly have no idea what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's like the weird slogans your mom has up around the house.
Yeah. Play, live, laugh, La Bamba.
Can we submit other ideas? Please do.
Yeah.
Lance says it's just cup year. I don't know about that one.
More of a chat.
Here's what we're going to do.
Up or bust. So, that's been done so many times. That's the thing, is like trying to come up with something unique here. We need to sell merch.
I know we have the, obviously have this poll going on right now.
No need for LTIR.
If you go to the Oilers Nation YouTube channel and you go to the community page, I'm going to put in there, give us your playoff t-shirt ideas.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can leave comments as you go.
It's not different in England. Keep calm and play La Bamba.
I don't hate that one.
I think that might, I think keep the keep calm thing is copyrighted. I think it's copyrighted.
So this is for a playoff t-shirt, right? Should our
I mean, we probably can't, but Goilers.
You did Oil Up last year and got away with it. Goyle. I think that's one where, but see, that's one where like, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you're like, like a casual may not get it. Barn burner idea. Mission 24. Oh, golf. That's funny. Cup or bust makes it unique. What did Dry say about cup or bust? I didn't see Dry's comment.
Well, he said it at the start of the year, right?
No, I thought they were talking about the guy in our comments.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. Drysdale did say it is cup or bust this year. End it in Edmonton. But then that has a bad look if we lose in Edmonton.
Better than Nashville.
I'm in.
1 year, one beer. Oh, our year, our beer. One
our year, our beer.
What was the first one again? Sorry.
Eat, pray, playoffs.
That's why I keep getting mixed up. Eat, pray,
playoffs. Live, laugh, La Bamba has 71% of the poll right now.
Vinny Skinny, we winny. I think we'd get in trouble for that.
I love this.
One more 16 game heater.
Holy shit. That's good. That's good. That's bring good. Kathy in home.
One more 16 game heater.
Once again, that's more of an O and E pre, like you'd have to.
Yeah, that's a pretty.
But damn it, that's good.
Just all we need is one more 16 game heater. I like that 16 game heater. Honestly, we might just drop that as an O and everyday merch. Yes,
that's.
I think you guys would buy that.
Okay, I put the poll out like too that. On the thing.
All
so
right.
If you have other thoughts, go and put them in there so we don't forget.
Oops.
I don't know. How about Edmonton Oilers 2024 playoff run from this date to this one?
Mulek just says 16 more. I like that too. Mm-hmm. We did have an idea. I think it was last year's playoffs or the year before, about selling a shirt, just like a nation shirt. And on the back, there's like 16 boxes. And as it goes through, you like X them out with a Sharpie. And then like, it's got a little bit of like a memory behind it. It's like your playoff shirt from that year. You remember every X kind of thing. 16 more.
I like that.
The race is on.
Oh, that's a good one.
But like on is O-N.
Do the O-N logo.
I like that. I don't hate that. All right. Good work, everybody. Thank you. That's very good. This hat's tight on me today, so that's why I keep taking it off. But
Kyle, check Google. Keep calm and play LeBron, or is it legal?
All right.
Thanks, Google.
You're hired.
Yeah.
That's more research than any of us have ever done. Yeah, 16 more is cool. 16 more would be a really, really neat shirt. Our design team's going to love when we come at them with four new ideas. Mm. 16 more. Saying,
16 hey, more.
I like what I like, because it's got some punch.
Yeah, it's 16 and it's short.
Yeah, like 16 more.
Yeah, that might work.
That's a good pre-playoff shirt. I like that one. All right, let's continue along. Couple more things I want to get to today. You know, let's get back into the game talk a little bit and get to our Sounds of the Oil segment presented by Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. The Aerial Park opens May 31st, and you'll see Liam there, Liam and I there at some point. We'll go. We'll do some climbing. Family fun all summer long. Also, Creekside Eats is open. It's a great spot to just spend a day in the spring or summer. Rainbow Valley Campground. This summer, take advantage of the over 60 camping sites and three comfort camping domes right in the heart of the city. It's Edmonton's only campground, and online bookings are opening soon. So head to rainbow-valley.com for more information.
Only campground. Wow.
That's what my computer did not
know that.
Well, now you do. And now all our listeners know too. In Edmonton.
In the same Madrid as yesterday?
I have different points I'm told to mix in.
Interesting. Yep. I was going to say, did you say that yesterday? I didn't notice. Yeah. I was too locked in on the aerial park.
Chris Knobloch on playing the Colorado Avalanche this weekend. Quote, like every team in the NHL, we prepare differently to who we're going to play. Every team has their strengths and weaknesses, and we'll try to prepare our team to face their strengths. As you mentioned before, their speed and skill is definitely among their best attributes, and we'll find a way to eliminate that from their play. So it sounds like the Oilers going to more of a, let's shut down their stars first and then trust that our guys will take care of business when they get the opportunity.
Well, I'm specifically thinking about the LA Kings game in this scenario when we've played them a few times, because I think it's the most notable then. But they seem to, for the opening 10 minutes or so against the Kings, they really have low event hockey, and they just try and almost play the Kings at their own game. So I wonder if that's what they'll just try and do against Colorado as well, like top end players. But it's obviously a lot different because Colorado have some top speed. So set a tone early, I guess you could say. I think that's interesting. I don't know. I also like the idea of just going fire with fire. Just like the playoffs, right? When we played them, it was like, who can literally score the most goals, which is an extremely obvious statement. But when you're scoring 8 each a game, it's hard to lock down some of these guys. But I think where the Oilers match up very well, that second line isn't exactly a huge threat. And I know
they're going to work hard, though, and they got some heavy boys.
That's true. But when you look at the Oilers lineup, I'm sure maybe people think about that as well. But there's no Leon Draisaitl outside of that top line.
No, there's not.
So I think the Oilers can capitalize on that. The third line is going to have some work with Ross Colton and Miles Wood, two guys who are capable of scoring goals. So then the Oilers can match up. I'm very confident now they'll win. Despite Colorado being on the win streak they are, I think the Oilers match up very well against them.
Caleb Jones listed as the fourth line winger. They might go 11-7 tomorrow night. This is their blue line. That leaves you a bit more concerned, though.
Yeah, this is where.
Taze McCarr, second best pairing in the league, whatever you want to call it. Gerard and Manson, speedy, move the puck well. Manson's got some grit to him. Sean Walker, who, I mean, a lot of you I know believe is the best defenseman in the NHL, with Jack Johnson on the left side. I'm just screwing around a little bit. Sean Walker on the third pair is a damn nice luxury to have if you're the Colorado Avalanche. Like, Jack Johnson's a weak link, but the other five are just so damn good, it doesn't even matter.
Kind of like the Oilers.
Their five are good.
Cool. I mean, they're obviously their pairings better than anything the Oilers would have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the Oilers' blue line is that far away from it, right? Like, they have five very good defensemen and Cody Ceci. I think that's better, but I don't think it's like, boy, oh boy,
yeah,
that
you're
blue
right.
line is night and day ahead of Edmonton.
Like, Aaron, can you flip back to the Avs blue line just really quick? Taves, better than Ekholm. Makar, better than Bouche. Gerard, and Nurse is better than Gerard.
Yes.
1,000%. Manson's better than Vinny. Miles.
Yes, for sure.
Walker's better than CeCe. Kulak's better than Johnson. Scores 4-2.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're better.
Yeah, they're better.
They are better, but I don't think it's like it's one player away from being 50-50.
But just Makar is such a game breaker, man. That's why I give him a bigger edge than a little bit.
It's hard to go 1-for-1, but Ekholm and Bouchard is an elite pairing.
It's very good, yeah.
Dejane and Nurse are figuring things out, but we're seeing Nurse being able to play a bit more offense because of it. Vinny's got to figure out his puck moving still a little bit, being in that top four, but CeCe's the weak link. But Kulak, like, they obviously trust him enough. He played on the top pair yesterday. Oh, Wednesday, sorry.
Lyle Chalmers, Manson's a third pair on most teams. No? Uh-uh. Manson's legit. He's a legit top four guy.
Yeah, he's good. He's very good.
He's very good. All right, let's get to our keys to victory for Sherwood Ford the Giant and Sherwood Power Sports and Marine Liam. How about this for a deal from our friends out at Sherwood Ford the Giant? You buy a Ford truck from Sherwood Ford, and you know what they do? They slip you like a little coupon. They say, hey, thanks for buying the truck. You head down the street to Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. You get something you can tow with that truck. You can save $500 on toys from their new friends at Sherwood Power Sports and Marine.
$500?
$500.
That's crazy.
You buy a truck from Sherwood Ford, they give you $500. You can spend it at Sherwood Power Sports and Marine on a boat, an ATV, a motorcycle, everything they got at Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. Quads, side-by-sides, street and dirt bikes, electric bikes. You go buy yourself a nice new truck, and then you maybe buy a nice gift for someone like me. I'm in the market for an e-bike. I really want one. Or one of the, I want to buy myself one of those electric scooters. You know, like a Bird or a Lime. I want to buy myself one of those because I think I could just zip around St. Albert and get to so many places very quickly.
I have a group of buddies that there's like six of them and they all own scooters in Sherwood Park, and you'll just see them ripping down Saturday night going to like local or Joey's. It's good group activity.
I love that.
Friends to get scooters.
Yeah. They also got boats, outboard motors, trailers, and all the gear you'll need for your next outdoor adventure. It's all at Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. Key to victory. You want to see the Oilers fight fire with fire? You want to see a track meet tomorrow night?
Hell
on
yeah.
Hockey night in Canada?
Sure do. I want 14 goals tomorrow.
I honestly I might bet the adjusted over at like 9.5.
No, you will not. Really?
Fucking watch me.
Look at that man's face.
Crazy. I think it'll be like a 6-4 game or something like that.
Yep, that'd be over 9.5. Oh, yeah, that would be. Son of a bitch.
God damn it. God damn it.
Mulek says he wants a defensive battle, 2-0 Oilers.
I want to be entertained. I want a defensive battle in the Western Conference Finals.
Here's my key to victory. Right, depth scoring.
Yeah, that's going to be mine.
Get a goal or two from the bottom six, and I think this Oilers team suddenly has a much better chance of winning. Their power play, dynamite on home ice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable.
I think one thing, too, that got overshadowed the other day is the Oilers basically got four lines of contribution. The fourth line didn't score, and I know they got scored on.
But they pushed play.
But it was a tough one. But they did very, very well overall to, you know, have some opportunities. So that's going to be for me. You need four lines.
You know your power play is going to get you one. You know your top six is going to get you one or two.
Yeah.
If you can get one or two from your bottom six, you're winning this hockey game tomorrow night.
And I think, too, like we were talking about the lack of depth. Lack of depth is the wrong word. But yeah, you know what lack of depth they have on like their second line, Colorado, is made up for with a guy like Cale Makar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I think depth scoring is the key.
Let's talk a little bit more about what we want to wager on tomorrow evening for our friends at Betway. And how about this offer from Betway? You can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. Create a new account. Scan this QR code that's on the screen. We're going to leave it up there for a second so you can get in on it and redeem your bonus. Place a bet. No minimum amount required. And if the bet loses, you will get a refund up to $200. You can use that money to go right back to betting on your favorite sports. This offer only available outside of Ontario. With Betway, you can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. So Liam, tomorrow night, you laughed at me. You said, moron, why would you bet on over 9.5?
And set a 9.5 score.
Yeah, and set a score of 10 goals. But I think I'm going to go with an adjusted over. I think I'm going to go Connor McDavid 2 assists. He scored last game. He's back on the assist train tomorrow.
I bet he is. I might go adjusted over 2.5 points from McDavid tomorrow.
Ooh, I think that'll be nice. 3-point night for Connor. I don't hate that at all.
Nice one. And also, I'm riding the Fogle on McLeod train. Those guys are like plus 400 to score.
One of them going to do
second line. Like, you just bet on one, bet on both, and one of them's going to get one.
I don't hate that either.
Yeah, I think it's a really good approach.
What do you think the line's going to be tomorrow? I think
the line. Oh, I bet the Oilers will be favorites by that minus 130.
Yeah, I think so. Cause I think it's probably more of a coin flip matchup, but Canadian teams always get juiced up a little bit. Oilers at home juices them up a bit.
And also,
so
we spoke about the records home and on the road. The Oilers have a really good home record.
Yeah, they might be minus 145.
Yeah, maybe a little bit higher. Yeah, somewhere around there. Minus 160 to 130.
Somewhere in that. That's a big range. But we're not odds makers.
Nope.
That's why we let the experts handle it over at Betway 19 Plus. Please play responsibly. Let's get to the menu for our friends at DoorDash. 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Restaurants, groceries, more delivered right to your door. Aaron didn't have a car for a week. Aaron had his groceries delivered via DoorDash.
Yeah, damn right I did. Shout out DoorDash. I even double dashed. I got a snack and my groceries. It was fantastic.
That's actually so smart. Have dinner ready to eat and your groceries for the rest of the week. Elite stuff with DoorDash. New episode of Oilers Nation Radio dropping later on this afternoon. And then tomorrow, pre-gaming with Bordsy going live at 7 o'clock. Who's on postgame with you?
Waz.
It's a Waz night.
Me, Brett, and Waz. So I think we're going to hang out here at the studio.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do it, a little of that. And then probably go for some beers after. See you, Greta.
Yeah. Greta, your pre and post game spot. I think I might be making an appearance at Greta this weekend. I like to just maybe wander in, have one beer, the Greta Blonde Lager, cruise to the back, see what the high score is on the football game, walk away for a bit, stew on it, go through some plays in my head. Do you guys see that video of the little kid dominating or throwing for all the 50s in that game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That got sent to me 12 times in the matter of 8 hours.
Anybody send it to you, Liv?
I got tagged
by me.
By Tyler. Yeah. And I watched it.
Yeah, I called the whatever he was, 5 years old. I called him he's just all arm. He doesn't actually understand the game. He had no strategy. Like, it's unsustainable to just go up and lob 50s. So yeah, he's got learning like
Josh
to do.
Allen, all he does is throw 50s, 50 yards, and then picked off.
Aaron Donald just retired, hey?
Yeah, Liam and I were laughing at his scouting report on NFL.com the year of his draft. It was like his frame will never fill out, and they projected him to be backup or special teams.
He was a 13th overall pick.
And it was so dumb. Like, scouts are so dumb. It's not
like this guy was just some 7th round bum that got drafted. What else have we got today?
Nuge lover, you have to do green beer for St. Paddy's Day. St. Paddy's Day is a weird one for me to wrap my head around, if I'm being honest.
Tell that to the Englishman.
What does Greta have going on for St. Paddy's Day? Shout out to our friends at Greta again.
Green beer, that's for sure.
Yeah, they probably will. I'm going to load up their Instagram.
And I know it's my favorite manager. He's moving to Toronto.
Oh, I know. I'm going to miss him.
He's sending away. It's going away party tomorrow with Greta.
Oh, man. That thing's going to be absolutely rocking then. Yeah, Taylor and Cade's going away party.
Yep.
Sunday, March 17th. Featuring 550 drinks. So there you go. There's your St. Paddy's Day deal.
So St. Patrick's Day is when?
Sunday.
Shout out Patrick Puff.
Yep.
The bowling guy at our company.
The bowl.
Ooh, yeah. Pat's got that big bowling game coming up tonight. What? It's his league semis. Best of luck to Patrick Puff on St. Patrick's Day weekend with his bowling league.
May the luck of the Irish be with you.
That's a lock.
Luck of the Irish.
Do you mind if I dive into the IMAX theater quickly? Yeah. Do we have anything else?
We do, but you can go.
No, you tell your thing.
Everyone go tweet Pat and say good luck in your bowling semis. Wendy's Daily Face-Off Survivor Pool is the last thing I needed to plug. 349 nuggets this weekend.
What are the things today?
You basically can't afford to not eat at Wendy's right now.
Left.
Wow. Shout out to Wendy's in the Daily Face-Off Survivor Pool.
And here you go. If you want it, the final hurdle, you can bet on the Oilers to beat the Avalanche tomorrow.
Bang.
Right.
Bang. Lock. Double lock, triple lock.
That was a good one.
There you go. Wendy's, again, 349 nuggets. And today's your last chance to win the Nuggie, the blanket hooded style chicken nugget from Wendy's. Do we have it?
No.
Maybe. Who knows? Either way, head to at Wendy's Canada on TikTok at 349 Eastern. Get it? Because 349 nuggets is the deal right now at Wendy's. Nuggets are an elite side piece to a meal. I go Baconator. I usually steal a couple of my girlfriend's fries and then boom, 349 nuggets on the side. That's a good meal. You're living good. And Wendy's has elite nuggets. $3.49 for a limited time. Get them on the Wendy's app. Do we have the nuggie?
Yep, it's coming.
Oh, it's coming. Aaron's
one
just working.
Second.
Well, you keep nodding your head and I'm like, it's ready. Oh. There you go. You can win this bad boy with a pouch on the front for your nuggets and snacks. Head to Wendy's Canada on TikTok at 3.49 Eastern, 1.49 Mountain Time. It's 3.49 Eastern because of the deal on nuggets.
There you go.
Shout out to Wendy's. Okay, Dune.
Okay, so I watched Dune yesterday. I went to West End. I went to the IMAX here. Mm-hmm. Good movie. 4 out of 5. You can follow me on Letterboxd and see my review.
You have a Letterboxd account?
Yeah, I do. So anyway, I've never been to an IMAX theater before. Have you ever been? I don't know why I'm asking.
Which one did you go to?
West End.
A long drive for you, but continue.
Have you been?
No.
Holy moly. I have never, ever, ever had an experience where I was sat in a theater for almost 3 hours and felt like the most uncomfortable person in the entire world.
Why?
Those seats are awful. Oh. So you go like it reclines, right? Like the seats recline, but this one, like it reclines so far back that you're literally like sat there like this watching a movie.
Kind of like how you feel during our show.
Yeah. But you're like just so slouched and your angle is so weird. And it's just like, holy moly. And I got up from my seat. I literally couldn't get comfortable the entire movie. And I got up with my two of my friends. And my one friend said to me, he's like, my hair, I'm going to have to stretch when I get home. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. So I'm curious, like, do people also, is this something other people have experienced? Because I love going to the cinema, see movies all the time. And I go to the one in Sherwood Park or the Landmark on 17th Street, and the seats are perfect. But for some reason, this one was so weird, and there was no option not to like recline. You had to sit there and
lock your seat in.
I was like, what does that say?
Same thing.
Oh, yeah. It was brutal. It's brutal. I couldn't believe it.
Reagan says WEM is awful.
Is there another IMAX theater in Edmonton?
Tells World of Science. Aiden says has amazing seats.
Okay. I think it's on a Windermere as a VIP theater, which is legit too, but also incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
So.
But what is it nowadays? Printflation.
but it was brutal. I couldn't believe it. The experience of IMAX is supposed to be like, the pitch is great and the sound and you feel all that. The pitch was fine. Yeah, the little overrated, but the sound was cool, especially for a movie like Dune. It was pretty good. But the movie Dune itself, the cast is unbelievable.
Was it good?
Yeah, the cast is good. The movie's good. I don't know how many they're going to make. Apparently there's 10 books or something like that. So there you go. Dune, 4 out of 5. Movie of the year.
And no popcorn bucket.
No, they didn't have one. Well, they have Yoda and Batman in West End Theater. I don't know if you guys have noticed that before.
No.
Just kind of hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah. Why'd they do that to
him? Well, Yoda's doing it with the Force.
Is Zendaya in it?
Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, Timothy Chalamet. I've never really seen his movies besides Dune. And he was really, really good.
He's great.
And Austin Butler is in it, who is obviously Elvis. And he is the villain, and this isn't really a spoiler, but like, obviously the protagonist and the antagonist fight at the end. Shocker, I know.
You know that Lil Yachty Drake meme? Like, oh.
But the only thing I could think about was how Austin Butler recently played Elvis and Timothy Chalamet was Willy Wonka. So I just had like a little image in my head of Elvis and Willy Wonka going one-on-one. But yeah, great movie. I'm excited for what.
Who would win in that fight?
Don't give a spoiler. Don't do
it. Who would win in the fight? The protagonist or antagonist?
No, Willy Wonka versus Elvis.
Oh. Wonka? Probably Wonka. He's got magic powers.
Elvis gets a guitar. No, Wonka doesn't have powers.
Wonka has an army of Oompa Loompas.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
Well,
hard hitting stuff here.
Yeah, great cast. Florence Pugh, Christopher Walken. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Crazy. Oscar Isaac. They killed off Oscar Isaac and Jason Momoa in the first one. That's how good this cast is. But anyway, I think that's good. I know you love movie talk, Tyler.
Was today's show terrible or good?
They liked it.
It was nowhere in the middle. I can promise you that.
I think it was good after the week we've had.
Boring. One Oilers game.
No Frank.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to come on the show as a guest.
Maynard Nugent. Yeah. We struck out on every guest we texted this week. It was bad. I don't know why people don't like us.
I couldn't see why.
Watch this show. Tyler, how many Oompa Loompas could you 1v1? They're strong. This isn't like the argument of how many third graders could you fight. Because I could beat the hell out of not finishing that quote for legal reasons. All right. It's 101. We should probably wrap this up. More culinary talk makes me feel good about myself. Okay. The bits were Fast and Furious this week. Okay. All the grandparents sleeping together from Maynard Nugent's Spivey is just weird. It is. That one, the grandpa, I know this is like a common internet joke, but like massive piece of shit. You can't get off your ass and get a job, but the second Charlie's got a ticket, you're like up and out of bed. Your polio's cured or whatever happened to him.
Oh, yeah.
Joke. Joke.
I don't really like the Wonka movies. Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, whatever they're called.
Yeah. Garbage.
Kind of lame.
Mm-hmm. All right. Enjoy the game tomorrow, everybody. Pre-gaming with Boardsy starts at 7 o'clock right here on the Oilers Nation YouTube channel. So look forward to that and a premiere of this week's episode of Oilers Nation Radio. Have a good week. We're back Monday, noon Mountain Time, and we will chat with you then.